All right. Welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. Glad you are here, and I pray it gives you encouragement, strong, good, faithful encouragement for whatever you're facing and for the days ahead. Well, today I call this encouragement or the push. Zig Ziglar said, "You never know when one kind act or when one word of encouragement can change a life forever." And if we were sitting in a room together talking, we could share unending story, how one word, one kind act, one sense of encouragement, how it changed life somewhere along the journey for each of us. And so we all need the push. Sometimes we need it. Sometimes we need to give it so that we don't settle just for what is there, but that we push on, that we keep moving. Folks know that anyone who hasn't had a failure is simply just playing around, or maybe just what we'd say an amateur. Everyone is going to fail. You put yourself out there, you try, you put your feet forward, you will fail. It's part of this thing called life. And you've got too much to say that can make a difference in the lives of too many people to be silent. You would be cheating yourself and others if you don't use your talents that God has given you in the service of others. And a voice, a push, is an important piece of that. You know, the doors we open and close each day, those are the doors that decide the lives that we live. Which doors are you opening? Which doors are you closing? Where is God opening doors for you? Where is God in a process of walking alongside and closing doors with you? You got to pay attention, and you got to sometimes be the push and receive the push in order to see, in order to discern. And so we are to spend our time building others up, because there are too many people in the demolition business today. Amen. Can I get some amens out there? Too many are in the demolition business. We need to be in the business of building others up. I mean, why would I let someone else control what I say and what I feel and what kind of day I'm going to have? Should we do that? Would you do that? Why would you let someone else control what you say and what you feel and what kind of day you're going to have? Jeremiah 29, verse 11, you know this verse. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, and the plans are what? Plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." God is in the redemption business. God is in the resurrection business. God is in the business of restoring what is ever broken and making it whole. God's plans are to build up, not tear down, to give you hope and a future. There are all kinds of other things in the world that are there to tear down, to dismantle, to destroy. But that's not God. And we know there are days when it's hard to put one foot in front of the other. But there are those days when disciples are created, and it's often in that crucible of the challenge. And so we must make the most of the minutes that we have been given. You see, the eagle, the story of the eagle, where does she build her nest? High up in a tree, up on a rock cavern face, somewhere that is safe. Builds a nest, has these precious baby eagles, and she flies out to get food each day, and she brings the food back, and they swallow it up, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait in order to be able to fly. But what the eagle does is to not just, you know, wait until they're ready. She pays attention. She knows in herself when they're ready. They don't know they're ready. And then she gives them a push right off the ledge of that nest that's been created. And what do the eagles do? With the gift that they've been given, they spread their wings. One by one, the mama eagle pushes and they fly. They fly because that's what they were created to do. And so, church, anyone listening today, who's pushing you? And who are you pushing? All in movement with God's Holy Spirit of life and love. Remember, you are made to soar. You are made to soar. Maybe not like spreading your wings like that eagle, but you are made to soar with the gifts that God has instilled and given to you for a unique and special and wonderfully created purpose in this world. So live it and keep pushing both yourself and others, and invite others to do the same as we journey together in Jesus. Good day.